Well, today's program, we'll take a look at the readings from the second Sunday of Advent, and we'll discuss more efficient prayer. Stay tuned. Here we go. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. Make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimak. Glad to have you here with me on Blog Talk Radio. For the next 30 minutes, we'll be taking a look at the Mass readings for the second Sunday of Advent. And we'll also talk about how we can make our prayers more efficient. Now, if you remember last time we spoke about this on yesterday's program, we discussed the idea that there's a very good chance that we're not going to find additional time for prayer. And I think that's a very realistic way to look at it, especially during the Advent season. If we were to seek out additional time beside the 30 minutes that you're spending here and whatever else you're doing, I think that could seem a little overwhelming. So let's at least try. And I'm not saying don't do it if you can find the time. Additional prayer is always a good thing, but you want to make sure that before you try to pray more, you want to make sure that your prayers are sincere and that you're praying as efficiently as possible. We'll discuss that a little while later on in the program. We'll also continue to pray our St. Andrew Novena. You know what's amazing? Today is already day 5 of the Advent retreat. This Sunday we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent. Remember, there's only 4, so technically we're just about halfway there. Not quite, but you know what I'm saying. It's going to go relatively quickly. Try to make the most out of it. It's going to get more hectic as each week goes by. You're going to have more things that are going to be occupying your time as we draw nearer to Christmas. So do what you can, do your best, and let's continue to try to prepare to welcome the Lord more deeply into our lives. If I can do anything for you, if you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com if you have any questions along the way as we go through this retreat. I also want you to remember that next week I will be in New Mexico. I'll be in the Los Alamos area, and I'll be leading a mission at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish in Los Alamos. So if you happen to be in the area, please stop by. I'd love to meet you. Even though it's crazy, we're going to do it's a hectic time. We are doing I'm speaking for 2 nights on Monday and Tuesday next week, flying back home on Wednesday. And I would really love to see you. If you're in the area, I'd love for you to stop by. As I mentioned, these programs right now are recorded. I'll be recording next week's programs as well so that I'll be able to do my travels. And here's the thing. I would love to come to your parish to speak. So if you would like to invite me, please check out my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information. While you're there, please remember that your donations are very much appreciated. And also, if you would purchase Mystic Monk Coffee or visit my Amazon store, both of which are accessible by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Donate tab. If you do either one of those things, you're going to help me out, and that really helps me to keep this program on the air. So I thank you in advance for your contributions and for your prayers. Today's beverage du jour, here we go. It's a nice hot cup of Maxwell House decaf coffee. Now, sometimes I have trouble sleeping and I'm doing this show late in the evening. If I drink coffee too late, I have trouble sleeping. So we're going with the decaf tonight. It feels very good. It's chilly in the house today. It's not overly cold out at the moment, but it's cold enough. But, you know, it is. We are in December now. And that's what I would expect. But I hope you're comfortable wherever you are. I hope you're excited about this retreat. And I would really encourage you to hang in there. Let's continue to do this so that together we can make this our best Advent ever. I think that's a very realistic goal. I think that's really the goal we should have every Advent, to make it the best one ever. Let's continue to do that, and we will see what happens. All right, time for our prayer, and then after our prayer, we will address our Heavenly Father. We'll pray, and then we'll go right into the St. Andrew Novena. Remember to present to the Lord your most impossible, your most difficult intention, and I really think you should challenge him, just as you see so many times when you read through the Psalms. how the psalmist would challenge the Lord. Where are you, Lord? I'm waiting for you. I know what you did in the past. I know you can do it again. And this is the kind of thing that we want to bring to our prayers. We want to make our prayers sincere. Because if we really believe that God can help us, if we really believe with all our heart that God can help us, we're going to pray and express that feeling through our prayers. If we don't believe that he can help us, then our prayers are not going to be as meaningful to us. So we want to really pray with the belief that God can help us, because he can. He is all-powerful, and he is able to fix any problem in our life. So with that in mind, let's turn to him in prayer as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for allowing us to have another day. We're so grateful for that opportunity. We love you, Father. We ask you to help us as we continue on our Advent journey, as we continue to try to grow closer to your Son, Jesus, and ultimately to you. We ask you to help us by sending your Holy Spirit to allow us to pray more sincerely, and to be able to do our best to continue on this road, which will lead to eternal life in heaven with you. We ask you, Father, to help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely. Please help those who may be homeless or struggling with doubt or despair, people living in extreme poverty, people struggling financially for whatever reason. We ask you to help them, Father. Help them to be able to grow closer to you and to be able to experience your peace. Father, we ask that you accept our own personal needs and intentions, those things which might keep us away from you because we lose our focus. So we turn them over to you. We ask for your help. And we know that you can handle these problems for us. And I present to you my own personal needs as well. In addition, I give you this program. And I ask you, Father, to bless the work that I'm doing here, to speak through me this day, and to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary. We ask for her prayers as together we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now we pray, we turn to our St. Andrew Novena. We continue this throughout Advent. And we pray, blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary. At midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold, in that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer, and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, there we go. Thanks for praying with me. Thank you for tuning into the program. If you're just tuning in, my name is Gary Zimak, and I am thrilled to be here with you once again on Blog Talk Radio. We do this program every Monday through Friday evening, and I'll tell you what, I've been doing this for 5 years now. This program has been a great blessing to me, and I hope it's been a blessing to you as well. We are just pilgrims on a journey. We're trying to grow closer to the Lord, especially during this Advent season. And I'm really glad that you're able to do this with me, that you're able to join me on the program. Now, if you're listening to the program, you probably know this already, but just in case you don't know of all the ways that you are able to listen to the show, you can either listen to it directly from my website, followingthetruth.com. Just go to the radio page, and there is a Blog Talk Radio player right there. You can also listen to the program by going to blogtalkradio.com and just do a search for Gary Zimak, Z-I-M-A-K. The other way is you can download the show through iTunes. It's totally free of charge. You can do any of those ways to listen to the program, however it works for you. That's great. I'm just glad you're able to listen to the show. I really am blessed to have you as a listener. And I would invite you to continue to listen to the show and let your friends know as well. All right, let's take a look at these Mass readings. Today's Friday, so we will look at the Mass readings for Sunday, which is the second Sunday of Advent. If you remember, the first Sunday had Mass readings which spoke of the second coming, really. The second coming when our Lord will come in glory. And in this week, we are going to see John the Baptist mentioned, who is announcing the Savior of the world, announcing him in his first coming, when Jesus Christ first began his public ministry. We'll see that. Let's take a look at the first reading. It's from Baruch, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Wrapped in the cloak of justice from God, bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever. The peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights. Look to the east and see your children. Gathered from the east and the west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God, led away on foot by their enemies, they left you. But God will bring them back to you, borne aloft in glory as on royal thrones. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance secure in the glory of God. The forests and every fragrant kind of tree have overshadowed Israel at God's command. For God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and his justice for company. You're going to see a lot of these readings throughout the Advent season, especially the first readings. They talk about, they contain prophecies that point to the coming of the Savior. And that's really... For us, it's difficult to imagine life without Jesus. Now, we might need to work on a closer personal relationship with him, but it's difficult to imagine not having a Savior because we've grown up knowing that we do have a Savior. But in the time before the birth of the Lord, the people were waiting. And that's why so many of these readings focus on waiting, that the church uses readings to focus on waiting for the Savior to arrive. And so many of these Old Testament readings prophesy that the Savior will arrive. And of course, we all know the story, the end of the story that he did. The psalm is Psalm 126. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Now, before I read this, I just want to ask you, we know the Lord has done great things for you. The Lord Jesus has come to earth. He has redeemed you. In addition to all the blessings that you've had over the course of your life, and we could all look at numerous blessings, including the gift of a new day. If you're listening to the show, you are obviously alive. But let me ask you, are you filled with joy? And a lot of times, the answer is a little unsettling. The answer is, well, not really. Because we let things get in the way. We let things, circumstances, difficulties, trials, tribulations, we let them get in the way of our joy. What's the solution? The solution is to grow closer to Christ, to make him a part of your daily life. If you're not feeling the joy that you should, what's happening generally is, I mean, there could be other reasons, but oftentimes what's happening is that your focus is not on Jesus. Your focus is on the things around you. I know this because I do this all the time. This is a problem in my life that I constantly have to work on. And it's easy to lose sight of the Lord, to lose sight of him as being the center of our lives. Advent's a good time to make sure that we are focused on Jesus and not so much on the problems, because the Lord has done great things for us and we are filled with joy. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with rejoicing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert. Those who sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. So let's try to make this effort to recapture some of the joy and focus on the many blessings in our life rather than focus on what we don't have. We should focus on what we do have instead of what we don't have. And that's part of this Advent retreat. Second reading, Philippians chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. Brothers and sisters, I pray always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit and righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. And this is what you and I are trying to do. We are trying to focus or to learn what's really important, to discern what is of value. As St. Paul writes to the Philippians, what's really of value in life? And ultimately, even though it may not feel like it's the most important thing in your life, if you don't have friendship with Christ, you might as well pack it in, because that is the most important thing in your life. Or if it's not, it should be. And we want to really work on that. We want to really work on that and learn to focus on that relationship with Christ. One other thing I want to point out, in the first reading, for God is leading Israel in joy. Did you catch that? In the first reading, the responsorial psalm, the Lord has done great things for us, we are filled with joy. And St. Paul to the Philippians, I pray always with joy in my every prayer for all of you. That word is common, isn't it? Joy. We're starting to think about the joy that results from a relationship with Jesus Christ and from all that he has done for us. The gospel is from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. That looking forward to the coming of the Savior. And really, this is what you and I need to focus on. We need to focus on becoming joyful for the fact that Christ wants to be an intimate part of our lives. And as we go through the Advent season, we're able to experience more of that joy as we grow closer to him. So let's continue to keep that going as we go through the remaining few weeks of Advent. And believe me, it'll go quickly. Let's not waste the opportunity. And if we really have Jesus in our lives and our focus is on him, we will be filled with joy, even though we might be experiencing problems. The supernatural joy that comes from a relationship with Christ, it's not dependent upon external circumstances, which is really good, because throughout our life, we are going to run into difficulties. Now, let's talk about more efficient prayer. This is we're using these meditations all week from the book Meditations from Advent to Lent. Let's talk about more efficient prayer. Picture to yourself the apostles standing around our Lord and asking him to teach them how to pray. Today's petition, I ask our Lord earnestly to teach me how to pray more efficiently. You know what I like about this book? The authors never hesitate to remind us that we should ask, instead of just forcing ourselves to become better at prayer or to pray more efficiently, the authors remind us that we should ask the Lord so for him to teach us how to pray more efficiently. With all the emphasis in the world around me on sales, production, and service, the thought may well enter my mind, if service is supposed to be my business, what kind of service do I give God in prayer? Just how well and efficiently do I accomplish this portion of the words and actions, joys and sufferings, which I offer to the Lord each morning? Granted that I should concentrate upon the quality of my prayer life, how should I go about this examination and reformation? For reformation is a constant factor in the progress of all things human. First of all, there is one quick test I can make of my routine prayer life. That's the speed with which I say my vocal prayers, or the haste with which I rush through my mental prayer. We all know that people differ in the way they say their vocal prayers. For instance, just as in conversation, some tend to speak slowly and some very quickly. The problem is rather this: granting that each of us differs in such matters, is the speed with which I say my prayers too fast for me? Am I getting all the thoughts and good motivations from my accustomed prayer that I should? If not, could it be that taking things too quickly is one of the reasons why I am not as successful as God wants me to be? This is a serious question, and its answer will cut right across my entire life. A reformation in this matter, if needed, could go very far to improve the efficiency of my whole life, and hence of all my apostolate. It could extend itself to my whole future life, for this is a matter that lends itself to easy and noticeable repair and improvement. Centuries ago, Saint Ignatius of Loyola suggested as a variant in prayer a method which consisted in the slow recitation of some familiar prayer with brief pauses intervening between the various words or significant phrases. It might pay me well to try this now and then with individual vocal prayers which I am accustomed to say privately. For example, the morning offering, or perhaps grace at meals, some portion of the divine office, or perhaps some psalm which I pray often. I might well try it with the act of contrition which I recite at my examination of conscience. So really, what the author is suggesting is that in some of your prayers, if you pray an Our Father, a Hail Mary, or any other prayers, see if you might just be able to slow it down. Now, for some people, if I pray too slowly, I tend to lose focus. So that's why I'll pray a little quickly. And on this radio program, I'll pray maybe a little faster than I would do if I was doing it by myself. It's just the nature of doing things for radio. But ask yourself, could you slow it down? Could you slow your prayers down so that you really pay attention to the words? This is one of the suggestions I had about the St. Andrew Novena that we prayed at the beginning of the show, that you'd really concentrate on the words because they're powerful. We don't want to just repeat empty phrases. Okay, let's see. This device is a practical one which I can apply readily and easily, and above all, immediately today. It doesn't involve the addition of long prayers or the overburdening of an already full schedule, but it may prove a very quick way to improve the whole of my ordinary prayer. And this, of course, will immediately react upon the efficiency of my apostolate, indeed upon my whole life. Just something to think about. You might want to consider this when you pray. Might want to think about slowing it down a little bit and really paying attention to the words. And that, in and of itself, may really beef up your prayer life without adding additional prayers. The quality of your prayer might get better. Give it a try. It's worth a shot. Now, I want to thank you for participating in this first week of the Advent Retreat. As I mentioned, I'm going to be headed out to New Mexico next week for the first Monday through Wednesday of next week. I'll pre-record the shows unless some unforeseen event happens. I really don't have a lot of time to tape them, but I'm going to do my best to make sure you have shows. I'll say in advance, if for some reason I miss a show or two, understand that something unforeseen came up. But you can always shoot me an email if you're concerned. And I really appreciate your concern. If I skip a show ever, I usually get a lot of emails, people asking, am I okay? I think that's really neat. Thanks for caring. But as of right now, I am planning to have shows for every day next week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. May God bless you. And I pray that you can continue to walk on this journey with me as we move through Advent. God bless you. Take care, and we'll see you soon.